Back in the early 50s, over in North Memphis, where Elvis and I were attending Humes High School, it wasn't the easiest thing, man. Like I said, I never had a car. I was like in college, and I think Elvis didn't get a car until he was out of school. We used to walk to school, and most of us had jobs. I had a job after school. Elvis had a job. I think that was when Elvis was ushering at the Palace Theater in downtown Memphis. And a lot of the kids in Humes High School had to work, man, to make it, because if you didn't work, you didn't get bread on your table. And so I think that was why one of the reasons Elvis had to quit playing high school football was because he had to go to work to help his family out to get some bread. And like I said, I worked, and quite a few of the kids, in fact, they had sort of a setup at Humes High School back in those days, where that if a kid did have to work, that he could get out of school a little bit earlier to go to work to try to help the family out. There wasn't any rich kids in our high school. Everybody was just trying to make it, and it was sort of a struggle to get through and, wear nice clothes to school. You didn't see kids at our high school wore real nice clothes like Elvis. Nobody wore real expensive clothes, but everybody wore clean clothes, man, and everybody looked nice, And it was pretty groovy high school.
What about your aspirations and your future and his the same?
Back in high school, I don't know. I didn't know the course that I was going to eventually get into radio. I had the bug. I thought maybe I'd like to get into radio. I thought it was glamorous and exciting. And I think Elvis probably wanted to maybe be an entertainer. But it's just like when you're in school, you dream a lot. Hey, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that, but you never really think it's going to happen. And I never will forget. When Elvis did become a star, I was never more proud than anyone else, because here Elvis was, man, up on this big wide movie screen, and he was a star, and I was seeing his picture in magazines, and here was a guy that I graduated from high school with and was doing real great, and I was really proud for him.
What was your first recollection of that? What record really made it big? Maybe you can tell us a little bit of how that happened.
Elvis's very first record was "That's All Right, Little Mama" in "Blue Moon of Kentucky," and I was going to college, and I was working part-time at radio station WHBQ, which ironically is where I am now, and I would frequently bump into Elvis because he was around town, and we sort of still lived in the same neighborhood. And what happened was, I was working at a small station one summer over in Arkansas, and I came home, and I dropped by HBQ, and Dewey Phillips, who's an old friend of mine, said, "Hey, a friend of yours is by last night. He came out with a record." And I said, "Oh, you got to be putting me on. Who was that?" Well, he took the record and he put it on the turntable, and he put his hand over the label where I couldn't see it, and he played "That's All Right, Little Mama." And I didn't know who it was. And he said, "Don't you know who that is?" And I said, "No." He said, "Well, you graduated from high school with him." I said, "Hey, man, that's got to be Elvis." Because Elvis was the only guy in high school who I thought had enough talent to put a record out. And then he proceeded to tell me the story. The record was played 7 times on the air that night, and Elvis came up and did a short interview. And that was the very first. I just couldn't believe it was just too much for me to. Here's a friend of mine, man. He's got a record out. Wow, that's like just really fantastic for a guy that I knew that to have a record out. And before you know it, his name was in the charts. It was in Billboard and Cashbox. Elvis Presley, right next to Eddie Arnold and Hank Snow and Bill Haley and whoever the stars were back in the early 50s. And I was just really knocked out.
What do the other kids think about it? I mean, what do the other people think about
Well,
it?
it was real funny, man. Some of the kids who had made fun of Elvis in high school, when he had long hair and he dressed Showtime then, it was real funny because you used to see him sort of like hanging out, with Elvis, some of the same kids, or trying to hang out. And I think they were really sort of awed too, because, man, this was a pretty poor high school we went to. And it was tough, man, just to get out in the business world and get a job. And much less go out and put a record out and get on TV and hear your record on the radio and everything. That was like just too much,
So for someone to really make it and become a big movie star and a big recording star was really
Man, for someone to even to make it out of Humes High School was too much, much less become a star.